This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, the State Department says recent budget cuts will lead to an overburdened workforce. The Department of Homeland Security is on the hunt for fresh cyber talent. And the Justice Department has issued a data challenge to help address the nation's drug crisis. Those stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. It's Thursday, April 4th, 2024. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian. The Justice Department wants to use data to help address the nation's drug crisis. Federal News Network's Justin Doubleday has the details.
DOJ is launching a public data challenge aimed at informing the public safety response to drug overdoses. The department is making data from the Drug Enforcement Administration available to participants as part of the challenge. DOJ wants participants to combine DEA data with other public health and safety data to drive insights that officials think could save lives. Initial submissions to the challenge are due by April 24th. Justin Doubleday, Federal News Network.
Two federal cyber executives land new jobs. Federal News Network's Jason Miller has the exclusive details.
The Homeland Security Department has a new Chief Information Security Officer. Zscaler makes a key hire of a former federal technology leader to expand its global reach and influence. These are two of the most recent federal executives on the move. Over at the Homeland Security Department, CIO Eric Heisend named Hemant Badwan as the new CISO. Badwan takes over for Ken Bible, who retired on March 29th. Meanwhile, Brian Conrad, who led the FedRAMP cloud security program for the last 3+ years, joined Zscaler as its new Director of Field Compliance Authorizing Authority Liaison. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
Agencies would see more reporting requirements on their telework policies under a new bill in Congress. Senators Joni Ernst and Gary Peters introduced the bipartisan Telework Transparency Act on Wednesday. If enacted, agencies would have to provide more up-to-date information on how many feds are teleworking and how often. The bill also aims to assess telework's impact on office space, productivity, recruitment, and retention. The Biden administration is trying to put the final nail in Schedule F's coffin. Federal News Network's Drew Friedman reports.
Stronger workforce protections for policymaking federal employees are officially in place. The Office of Personnel Management finalized regulations on those protections Thursday morning. OPM's ruling ensures those employees cannot be fired at will or converted into a different job classification without their approval. The effort from the Biden administration comes in response to Schedule F, a now-revoked executive order from former President Donald Trump that tried to make some feds easier to fire. The Biden administration's final rule aims to hedge against Schedule F's possible return in a future administration. Drew Friedman, Federal News Network.
The State Department says recent budget cuts will lead to an overburdened workforce. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
Congress recently approved a more than $56 billion budget for the State Department for the rest of this year. That's a nearly 6% cut compared to spending levels in 2023. Richard Verma is the Deputy Secretary of State for Management and Resources. He says that budget puts the department in a tough position.
We will have to make trade-offs. The dollars are simply unable to stretch as far as we need to meet the moment.
Verma says the State Department has a 13% staffing gap on average and that 15% of ambassador nominees remain unconfirmed. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
The Air Force's Platform One is looking for non-traditional small businesses and startups to showcase their innovative technology. Federal News Network's Anastasia Obis has more.
Platform One wants to understand how technology integrates and exploits artificial intelligence, machine learning, and large language models. DevSecOps small businesses and startups can pitch their solutions during an Industry Day event on May 8th through May 9th in Colorado Springs. Software should be able to integrate with Platform One's established enterprise network. Platform One will select companies to apply for a Direct to Phase 2 award. Anastasia Obis, Federal News Network.
The Department of Homeland Security is on the hunt for fresh cyber talent. DHS is pushing to hire multiple entry-level cybersecurity professionals this month. They'll serve at the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or at DHS headquarters. The positions are being recruited through DHS's growing cyber talent management system. The system is exempt from many of the government's competitive hiring, classification, and compensation practices. Federal employees have a right to be whistleblowers, even under their agency's non-disclosure policies. The Office of Special Counsel is reminding agencies of their obligation to include this anti-gag order language in their non-disclosure agreements. OSC says agencies have violated this anti-gag provision in the Whistleblower Protection Enhancement Act at least 25 times over the past year. This includes the Department of Veterans Affairs reprimanding an employee for the way he questioned agency practices. Co-chairman of the Senate Whistleblower Protection Caucus, Chuck Grassley, recently asked all 74 federal inspectors general to ensure their agencies have these anti-gag policies in place. The General Services Administration awards General Dynamics Information Technology, or GDIT, a $922 million contract to modernize the U.S. Central Command's IT infrastructure. Under the contract, CENTCOM will transition to a new cloud environment and improve its networks. The command will also use artificial intelligence and machine learning tools to help operators make better decisions. GDIT will leverage its zero-trust capabilities to improve the command's cybersecurity posture as the Pentagon rushes to achieve the target level of zero trust by 2027. The contract has a one-year base period and five option years. A new bipartisan bill is taking aim in many of the long-standing challenges agencies face in buying commercial technologies. The Federal Improvement in Technology, or FIT Procurement Act, introduced by Senators Gary Peters and Ted Cruz, aims to streamline the procurement process to promote greater competition and better deals. The legislation would require OMB to update federal procurement rules to eliminate obsolete, burdensome, or overly restrictive requirements. It would also expand the use of certain procurement methods to make buying IT faster and easier with a focus on outcomes. Finally, the bill would require agencies to strengthen training for the acquisition workforce around buying rapidly advancing technologies such as artificial intelligence. Find these stories and more at federalnewsnetwork.com. For the Federal Newscast of Thursday, April 4th, 2024, I'm Peter Masurlian.